You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All right, let's get them. Yo.
Frost, you know what it is. Tiggs.
Jay. Yo.
We smacked already, so.
Yo, the hardest intro ever was, I forgot what song that was. Like, you ready? You ready, son? Let's go in. Fuck. Anyway, it's Frost Talk. It's Jay. It's Tiggs.
We're trying to get Nairn back soon. He's been a little away.
Shout out to Spotify for flagging our music playlist, but it's all good. So this episode, from now on, we won't have any mixes. But we got new music. We have match to talk about. Bitches, y'all crazy.
Damn, we starting like that?
I mean, we can start how you want to start, though.
We starting like that.
We can start up with new music.
Let's get this off. Nah, hold up. We starting like that, so let's get it off the chest. What's up?
What's up? Bro. Maybe niggas do it too, but I feel like women shouldn't, like, guys shouldn't talk up their game if they're not capable of, like, matching up to it. You feel me? Like,
oh, everybody does that, bro.
But like, bro, don't tell me you're a freak, and then when I tell you I watch porn, you're like, oh, that's bad. You can't be a freak and not watch porn. I don't. It's 2020. Like, what are we doing here? Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Yo, so I want to say shout out to Martin. He's quit smoking for like 2 months now.
Oh, that's lit. Congrats. Round of applause.
Right. Now he just sits back and looks at us and goes, you guys smoke too much. And I laugh every time because it's like, you know what? If he's saying it, I can believe it. We fucking smoke too much.
For cigarettes?
No, smoke weed.
Oh, he stopped smoking weed?
He stopped smoking weed for 2 months. He's been cutting back on cigarettes, but he stopped smoking weed for 2 months. Mm. And he just sits back and be like, you guys smoke too much. And he like barely drinks. He's very lately, so he's cut back on that. So he's kind of changing up a little bit. But it's funny how much he's... When you stop doing it and you look at those around you, you see how kind of like, I want to say bad it is, you know?
I think it depends on how you smoke. Like if you're somebody that's in the house all day because you're smoking all day, that's different.
Pothead. That's what a pothead is. I don't like that.
And I think if you're able to function, like go about your day and your business, like you know, you have your daughter, you have work, but you smoke when you get like free time to relax.
Yeah.
You don't just smoke as a, like, I would say an escape, but you don't smoke kind of just as an excuse to just be lazy. You don't
like, because I know what you're trying to say, but you don't want to say it because there are instances, but like, I'm bored type shit. Some of me smoke. Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, we get those moments, but we'll be doing something and say I'm bored. So like, I like to smoke and play video games. From you know, I'll fucking draw or fucking color in a coloring book. I do that, yeah. Random shit. I want to go for a walk. From me. And when you think about like the people that siph all the time, what are they doing? Sitting around in a circle doing nothing most of the time, watching a movie or some shit. Don't get me wrong. Like the group, we low key have a thing that kind of like brings us together during the weeks. So like we got all back into wrestling, right? And shout out to Graf in the background. And
Queens.
Facts. So we watch wrestling and after nothing, but you got Monday Raw, Wednesday is AEW, Friday is SmackDown, and then Sundays be like the pay-per-views and shit, right? Special events. So we pretty much together like at least 4 out of 7 days of the week. But that's me joining the group for wrestling. These niggas are together all the time smoking. And when you start looking back at that, like, yo, you know, kind of wasting time here.
In a way, yeah. And I like sometimes people smoke for different reasons. Like for me, I go to school during the day and work overnight. So the little gap of like 6 hours I'm home, I'll smoke maybe 1 or 2 blunts and then knock out. I've had a shorty recently tell me that I need to cut down smoking. And I don't even feel like I smoke as much as I used to. Not because I can't, it's because I don't have the time to.
So I realized for me, I have ridiculously gone up on the amount of smoke that I can consume now. Like, it's a lot for no reason. But I realized it because I've been trying so hard to quit smoking cigarettes. I'll find myself smoking more weed instead. So it's gotten to a point, I didn't even try to get a mix. Like, yeah, a little bit of like B grade, maybe a little bit of A grade here, whatever. Something more CBD or some shit. So like, all right, I want to smoke, I smoke the lesser shit. I want to get high, I smoke the good shit. And it's like bad too, because I'm using it as a way to try to cut off something else and increasing the amount I'm doing now. But overall, I feel like it's gotten to where like every, or it feels to me at least in a sense, and I think everybody can relate, everything is better when you smoke.
Everything's always better when you're high.
For me, sex, chilling, talking and vibing, watching a movie, playing video games, whatever the fuck you're doing, art, music, whatever, food.
I look at it like this. If people can go home every day and have like a beer after work without being judged or being told that they drink too much, then why can't I go home from a hard day of work or a hard day of school and light a blunt and relax?
Yeah, I pointed that out because the niggas that don't smoke will always try and point out. And this happened the weekend because I actually went out to drink with these niggas. And they were pointing out like, oh, we smoke too much, right? So I was like, all right, yo, but y'all drink. And they're sitting there talking about, oh, how they haven't had a drink in 2 weeks. The other one said 3 weeks. And I'm like, yo, you guys know you have a problem, right? And what you mean? I haven't drank in 2 weeks. You realize you're saying you haven't drank in 2 weeks and you think that that's a long time? That's, you're an addict. You're an alcoholic.
I wouldn't say that's an alcoholic, but
no, you think about it. Because if they don't try to control themselves, they're literally drinking every day. Even if it's just beers after work. At least 3 to 4 days out of the week, they are bringing six packs. You know, and you got to sit there and think, you know what, I'm drinking this much. It's the same shit as motherfuckers sit there smoking. So you want colas, a pothead, stone, or whatever.
Are you going out as much now? Not to change the topic. But what are some safe rules now we have the coronavirus? What are some safe rules that we have in place? I feel like if I cipher people now with the coronavirus shit, I feel like every time you take the spliff, you got to like burn the part where you're smoking out of a little bit just to, you know, sanitize it. You feel me? If a nigga's coughing OD, bro, you know, I'm sorry, bro. You got to face
if
yours.
If you're feeling that scared about it, I wouldn't cipher at all. I wouldn't even chill.
I'm just joking around.
All right.
But it's something that we have to talk about.
This is frost talk. Like, I mean, we fuck around and we make jokes in the group when we sit down and say it every time. But to me, personally, bro, I'm a New Yorker, a Queens head, so I got that beat. I'm walking low plates, I don't give a fuck. I'm holding on to the train poles, I don't give a fuck. If you really feel the way, just sanitize every time. Trust that the people you're around are clean. And not stupid enough to do something like that, you know? Just like, because I mean, generally our rule is somebody's sick in the group, like you're sick. Like, you could come chill, but you're not on the site. You gotta face. And everybody knows that rule. Because it's just like, it's a logical rule, feel me? Like, it's something just general you got to think about. I don't want to get other people sick. It's cool to like chill, it was one thing, but to like sit there, not to prove you're sick, and then throw a cipher around. It's like fucking a bitch without a condom and not telling her you have AIDS. You feel me? Like, that's fuck. You get that's what it is.
I understand.
You might make some joke.
I would say that's a little stretch, but I understand.
Nah, you think about it because it's dangerous. Coronavirus does kill. So the same concept. You think about, you feel me?
The flu kills more than the coronavirus. And by the way, guys, I saw there's a good point on I think it was Instagram. We worried about the coronavirus because it killed a few people. Diabetes kills a lot more. Can we worry about eating healthier too?
Alcoholism,
homelessness. Can we have the same energy for all that too?
Tobacco, admittedly. So many things.
What's
in
your?
New York, I'm in America.
I have my conspiracies, but let me hear yours. Let me hear yours.
I don't know if you should get into conspiracies on it.
I want to know. The listeners want to be entertained. We need content. This is Frost Talk, and we haven't even lit the light to spur for a spliff yet. Smoke a spliff so you can just say you was high.
Here, light up. Yeah, we just went on record and fucking plotted, you moot. Are you going with this one first? Just a batter. All right, bro. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear your thoughts on it. Like, I want to hear...
Specifically what? Because I got different things I could talk about.
Well, start it from the beginning to the end. Because I know. I remember you spoke about your belief of what happened, what was going on in China. But I think America...
I don't want to backtrack on that one.
I think America... You just review it for the listeners. I didn't catch it. But I also think that America, if they weren't involved, they're capitalizing off of it in their own way with hypermasteria. Since I started, I'll get into mine first then. Because I feel like there's a lot to gain from this. You know, the stock market's down now. It's a good time for people to actually buy stocks for cheap. And then when it goes back to normal, they're caking it. You think Jeff Bezos is really tripping about the stock market crashing, even though he lost $7 billion?
You think he's tripping over $7 billion?
Then now, look at the amount of, like, you know, because, you know, I work in a pharmacy. Retail drugstores, retail stores in general are going down, out of business. Not out of business, but are dropping in sales because of the internet. But the coronavirus necessity.
Can I mention one more thing since you said that?
Mm-hmm.
The company Corona, the beer, has lost 38% in the market because of this.
Yeah, y'all niggas is dumb.
Facts.
But yeah, like, people were going online now, but now since there's a necessity to get sanitizer, to get water, to get stuff, and they want you to feel like you have to stock up.
Guys, since you mentioned sanitizer, go ahead.
That now basically, you know, you're forced to go out and all these companies, because we didn't have a snowstorm that really last year either. Last year, like, this last winter wasn't that bad.
Nah.
So I feel like they're using it to capitalize to help everybody make money, basically.
That's more or less how
the only losers of this is probably the airlines, but the airlines overcharge so much. I don't even think that whoever's behind this even cares about the airlines. You know what I mean? Like, but that's just
so that's more or less how I feel about it. I feel that it's a capitalistic market. So like, they're using it a way to, if you think about it, now certain things that weren't really selling before, especially in pharmacies, are now something that's like highly sold.
Supermarkets, right? And shit that were all losing money because of, like,
so Amazon, the hand sanitizers. I want to put this out because people have been going nuts for hand sanitizers. And please don't go ridiculous over this, because I'm just basically trying to help you out. While hand sanitizers themselves are being sold like fucking water, right? That the materials, the ingredients you need to create hand sanitizer from scratch are just sitting on the shelves. Google that. Google the ingredients and shit, what you need to do, and just buy it. It'll probably be cheap too, right? Probably $3 or $4. Yeah, alcohol is one of the ingredients.
That's another thing. Alcohol is also selling out too.
Oh, selling out now?
Oh, yeah.
They're catching wind.
Okay, alcohol selling out, Clorox wipes and all that.
But you want to know why alcohol also sells out? Because alcohol is from when you get cuts and shit like that, or whatever, from when we burn shit away. Also, 7-Eleven is selling these little, like, personal, it's a 3-pack. $10.
I heard 7-Eleven selling like the little hand, like the little shit you could put on like your bag or whatever, like little clip joint sanitizer for like $5.
And that's a usual price, I think.
I seen on eBay they charge, bro, my shit is like $2. I seen eBay charging like $50 for some little sanitizer.
Yes, eBay has walled out. But so it's like a little bottle, a little personal joint. You could probably get like the little like holders you clip on your bag to like for type shit, right? 3-pack for $10. That's not bad. So just letting y'all know, 7-Eleven got it.
If they still got it by you, go get it. But by the way, we're seeing who was really dirty before this. Because if you're really stressing washing your hands now, what were you doing before?
Yeah.
I see y'all.
Another thing, there's some shit you mentioned too that caught me. I'm trying to remember right now. Fuck.
I was talking about how companies, airlines, maybe that's what you wanted to touch on. Guys, you could book a flight for cheap right now. I would suggest you do it.
You can, yeah. Like $100 round trip type shit, depending where you're going.
Fucking dweebs wearing masks everywhere.
There's a lot of things I feel this is happening for, and I feel like it's a global, like, agreement type thing. Because not for nothing, I'm going to bring this up. I'm going for conspiracies, and you want me to smoke this. I mentioned before, I felt that when it started in China was because of crowd control, not for nothing, especially because the younger generation is particularly the ones who keep going to the Wuhan market for, you know, live animals and things like that they eat. And of course the older generation as well. And the amount of people that got affected and the amount of people that died over there from it, I felt like it was an easy way to kind of just secretly target the population because of what was going on, how they were trying to uprise against the government and shit like that.
Very interesting, not to cut you off, about how quickly they built the hospital and how one of the people that are investing in the coronavirus was ended up missing.
Yeah. And then the other one died too. So that's that. Then I started realizing how much shit, because I keep up with global news, not just whatever goes on in America. The shit in England. Right, not the World Cup, but the Brexit
is,
shit.
The segue is when you're done. Let's talk about Biden and Sanders.
I got you. So the Brexit shit, right? Then you have some other shit. I think there was going on, some rebellious shit, whatever. Ireland. There's bad places that has having shit going around with the people against the governments or whatever, right? Us over here with the fucking election coming up and things like that. I feel like the governments in a way are kind of setting it up too to kind of control the crowds over there too. All right, remember it's the UN. Then in America, you have a capitalistic market, so everything's out here is like, yo, supply and demand. I got it. You need it. What's up? And you have Bernie Sanders and Biden had closed out their rallies, or canceled their rallies, excuse me, because they were afraid of the coronavirus and shit like that.
Oh, you know what else I felt? Not to cut you off since you brought that up. I'm sorry. I also felt like part of this was voter suppression.
Yeah.
They didn't want you to go out to vote for Super Tuesday because of the coronavirus.
The amount of people that hit prior, like literally within that weekend, mad cases popped up within that weekend. Right? Leading into Super Tuesday, and it's just a way to like market certain things, get certain things out on some real, real conspiracy shit. Cause everybody's going for the hand sanitizers and certain things, even like face masks. Yeah, I felt like, what if it's like on some, they put some shit in that to like on some mind control, force everybody to vote for this for the wrong person type shit. Yeah, just threw that out there.
You ever seen Space Jam?
Bro, I've seen too many movies, but what about Space Jam? That's random.
Remember when he dunked and he reached his arm really long?
Yeah, you think that's a reach?
I think
you should watch some sci-fi shit, bro. you should watch some sci-fi shit. Like literally putting some shit in the water type shit or whatever to control the people or whatever, you feel me? Putting fluoride in the water for people's brains and shit so motherfuckers don't be, quote unquote, too smart.
They could just kill us like Flint. Anyway,
wow. Oh, but you could throw that out, right? Wow. Bro, it's just some thoughts, opinions. You feel me? You should watch some sci-fi shit for real, though. That shit will make you wild, conspiracy.
This is not an ad.
Sci-fi is not an ad.
No. It's not an ad since you just had sci-fi and shit.
All right. I meant sci-fi, science fiction, not the actual.
No,
channel.
I wasn't talking about.
I wasn't
see saying
why you had to say that. Just to clarify.
I wasn't saying this is an ad because of what you said. I was gonna say something.
No, because you mentioned sci-fi, so I figured, because like there is a channel called sci-fi.
I forgot. I was gonna say a show.
Oh, see, but I'm not mentioning any shows particularly or anything like that. I can't think about names right now. But you thought about some shit then.
Yeah.
So you feel me on what I was talking about?
Yeah, I forgot what it was now, but I was gonna say what the show you reminded me of.
Not a cat, though.
I like sci-fi. I think I just don't like superhero movies.
I feel like it's not too realistic. Sci-fi could be like type realistic because, you know, scientists have been progressing.
Why are we stuck with Bernie and Biden, bro? Can I blame the South?
I'll be real with you.
Bernie, I'll be real with you.
I mean, for one, Bernie. Two, I was actually going for Warren, and I was pissed she got pushed out.
Can I say something? When, like, you know, when, like, you see, like, documentaries and shit about, like, say, hip-hop, Southern hip-hop, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, up north, they didn't respect us. They thought, you know, we were just some country niggas, just, you know. And it's like, this is why we think you niggas is stupid. This is why we think you niggas is a little backwards. I love y'all niggas. Y'all my niggas, too. But y'all niggas need to speak a little faster and catch up with the rest of the world. Queens versus everybody. Fuck. Well, nah, Trump is from Queens, but he won.
Fuck him.
Hey. Yeah, facts. Fuck Trump. But yeah. You know they were moving like voting spots in like Texas like last minute, right? Voter suppression is real, bro. When they said, like, when you said before, I think it was off mic. I don't know if it was on mic. But we were having a conversation about how they want, like, how people, our votes kind of, you're starting to see how our votes kind of do matter. It's weird to see a lot of people of our, like, even my age, like I had Jay over here the other day, and she was telling me, like, oh, she don't pay attention. Another girl I was talking to told me she don't care. She's more focused about what's happening in Guyana. And I was like, well, you live here, you have a son here.
It's going to affect you.
You feel me? Like, you wouldn't want free healthcare. You knew someone was running to give us $1,000 a month. Did you even know about that? No. Bro, like, I think we have to get to a point where we stop looking at politics as, like, more of an option and look at it like it's kind of mandatory, even, like, at local levels to kind of get involved somehow because we're all having kids. We want a better future for our kids. We can't let shit keep fucking up for us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Medicare for All is not a far-fetched concept. I think Canada does it. You said Sweden does it, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, mad countries do it. Alaska and Canada have neutral a freedom dividend. You feel me? Like,
if I'm mistaken, I think I recently found out Canada gives away certain residents $1,000 too.
Yeah, Canada and Alaska do that. And other countries, I think, do that. That's crazy, bro.
It's crazy because Alaska's part of the U.S., no?
Yeah. But Alaska, in defense, to live in Alaska, I would have to get paid to live in Alaska.
Oh, you know what I found out? There's a city in Cali that gives its residents $1,000 a month, and they reportedly have been doing well. That the crime rate's been down, people have been pulling out of debt and shit like that. So it does work.
We need to focus on our money, bro. Everybody got to get money. Our generation has to focus on how can we create generational wealth. So any girls out there that you need to start and you have a business idea and you need startup money, but you can't get a loan, it's 2020, man. Nobody's judging you. Make OnlyFans. That's such a cheat code.
Oh, matter of fact, since you threw that out there, I told you I wasn't fucking around. I was throwing my Cash App out there. And I fucked around on Tumblr. And I was trying to see, like, throw my shit up. Why a bunch of mookie ass, excuse me saying that. People don't may not know, maybe they may know, but I got a bunch of like fucking like bot ass like dude pages hit me up and shit like that. Some of them I think were actual dudes, and it's just like, yo, y'all, I know y'all know it's like a dude's page, like my picture's up there. One, two, no, I mean, the sugar baby, what? First of all, where the sugar mama's at? Why this dude had to hit me up on anonymous, or maybe it was a bitch playing around, but why they hit me up on anonymous, right? And said, if I'll suck their dick for it, called me a faggot. You know what my response was? I said, if you're asking a man to suck your dick, you're the faggot. Try that shit somewhere else. How you call it? How you tell a nigga suck my dick and call him a faggot? You the faggot. Sorry to say that.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Facts.
How you
heard?
I don't fall for that experimenting shit either. If you have the urge as a man to want another man to suck your dick, you're gay.
I just don't understand though.
Or to suck a
why
dick.
A girl can so easily go on, even a teen girl, which is weird her, easily go on Tumblr or any social media, throw their Cash App up, and motherfuckers just donate left and right. You fucking creeps.
I had a homegirl recently tell me that, oh, I had a nigga DM me telling me he wants to just be my sugar mama and give me $400 a week. And I was like, so do that shit. But he's like, that's weird, bro. I'm like, he's just going to ask you for pictures.
A girl or a dude asks the person?
A girl. A guy asks a girl. I know.
So he wants to be a sugar daddy.
Yeah. He wants to be the sugar daddy. And
it depends. Some of them have different rules or whatever they want.
He said he don't want nothing sexual. He said that in the DM. She showed me.
Some niggas want affection, yeah.
I think niggas want control at that point.
Not control, because I would involve him on the sex. But you want affection. You want somebody
to talk to. Nah, I wouldn't even say it involves around the sex, because maybe he's impotent. Maybe he can't have sex. But maybe he wants to, like, you know, or maybe he has, like, a little dick, no homo. But maybe he wants to have that control of, like, all right, she's mine, because I'm paying her. I'm giving her money. So, like, you know, I'm her sugar daddy. Like, she's going to call me daddy.
You do not know how the sugar daddy works. That's what a pimp thinks. That's how a pimp feels,
bro. How you told me you watch a lot of sci-fi.
Listen.
I watch a lot of shit about that.
Listen.
And that's a lot of the mental aspects of sugar daddies. Like, they're doing it as a, not to control them, to sell them out to other niggas, but because, like,
they feel that way. It's a gratification for them. But it's not awesome, like, yo, that's my bitch. Yo, bro, these niggas dead ass be looking for, especially the ones that don't ask for anything, maybe just want like a facial picture, or whatever. They're dead just looking for like this
companionship
through like distance, where they could create their own fantasy of a relationship with the person and how they would want it to have be like, you know, like the what ifs and shit like that. Like they thrive off of the what ifs. You know what I mean?
Or they married.
Sugar mamas too, but they be the cougars. What up, cougars? Holla.
You saw the video of the kids jumping. Well, there's two videos I saw. There's one video I saw where cops jumping some kid in Brooklyn.
Against the gate.
Cops. Yeah. And that's not getting talked about as much as like the other videos of the group of kids jumping a girl for her sneakers, allegedly. Yeah. But
I had to see a shit through Tumblr.
We gotta do better, yo. Like it's that, and I don't even blame the kids so much as I want to know what their parents are like,
how they feeling and shit. Man.
I seen a lot of fucked up parents, and their kids are badass kids, and then you wonder why, and they'd be like, oh yeah, he's a badass. And it's like,
but what the fuck? But he ain't do nothing though. You see in the video, he's like, yo, bro, like, what did I do? What, you know, like, what's the problem? Like, and the cop is like not saying a word.
Oh, I was talking about the kids jumping.
Nah, dumb bitches, dumb niggas is ridiculous.
I was saying, like, to them, I'm not even, I'm mad at them. They need to get fucked up. I wouldn't even say they need to get
jailed. But you know what's crazy?
I blame the parents first.
Hold on. Before you get to actually say that, because I'm going to tell you some truth behind that type of behavior. It doesn't come from like a negligent home or anything like that. It actually comes from those tough ass homes. That kid getting beat type shit every time they get in trouble. Feel me? Always getting yelled at, getting belittled in the crib. That's why they turn around and go outside and act that way. And then they find a group of other motherfuckers the same way.
And beat up a girl though?
Because they're a bunch of, feel me? Like,
I think it's just the ignorant ass motherfuckers where, like, their parents let them do whatever they want and the kids feel entitled to do whatever they want because they grew up getting whatever they want. Me and you both seen it working at Kids for Locker. You've seen parents go crazy over like buying their kids J's, but their kids are dumb as fuck. No disrespect, but we've seen it. We've seen a bunch of kids where like the parents are going crazy, but like, bro, have you bought them like a book? Have you bought them school supplies? Like, I guess nowadays an iPad, you feel me? Like, to learn some shit on it.
But I'll tell you, a lot of it is just like the whole bully thing. Like, it's just like, what's their background at home? They learn, you know, they got the aggression from a home, and because they can't react to their parents, outside.
This is why people
find a group and they do it.
This is why people's fault, because they're moving into Brooklyn, pushing out the OGs, and now there's no OGs to show people how shit should work.
Yo, OGs used to hold it down on the block all the time.
And now you white people coming in, moving niggas out and shit. I blame y'all. It's always the white man's fault.
Yeah, niggas arrested and shit. Quick pause, you back, you heard?
Let's get these sponsors out.
What's next?
You want to just talk about the new music real quick?
Oh, yeah, over the weekend, man. Yo, honestly, I started with Jenny Aiko's album. I thought it was great. I feel that it was her getting a lot of shit off her chest. I feel that track with her and Big Sean was them getting shit off their chest.
I think she bodied him on that.
I like my favorite from that one, not to cut you off, was the smoking track, Trying to Smoke.
It threw me off.
And the Nas feature was dope.
It picked me up. I love the Nas feature.
I love hearing Nas on that type of shit.
The album, her, the track with her and John Lennon, John Legend, that was dope.
Track with her and her was dope.
Yeah, she had a, it was a great album. People need to listen to it. And you know, I call it more neo-soul. I don't know what it's defined as, but to me it's more like neo-soul. I always felt that way about her music. And I feel like I like that she's like, even if there's other neo-soul artists, I feel like she's so in her own lane.
I think she's solidified that she's the queen of this sleepy R&B shit, though.
Facts. Yeah.
Like, Summer Walker, who? There was also, I mean, the Jewels came out a week before, but Joe's the Jewel shit. There was Kay Slay shit that is not getting talked about.
I know, that album is fire.
Queen Latifah bodied that verse.
Bro. She said, don't forget who taught y'all how to tilt the crown. I was like, ooh, because she did it first.
And bro, she fucking, what she said, 63 movie credits. I'm still collecting all of it.
Bro, she's sick. People be fronting on her.
I fuck with most of those songs in there. I like that he had 3-6 Mafia 2 on there. Not as a collective, but he not on one track, but as a collective, he had Gangsta Boo on there. He had DJ Paul, and he had Juicy J on there.
It was a great
As I see in French and like Uncle Murder and Joel Ortiz and Papoose all back where like, you know.
Wasn't there foundation... Papoose track on this? Shit?
Yeah, it was a Papoose Joel Ortiz track on
Bro, there. When I heard the Papoose come on, I was like, hold up, wait, what? Like I heard the whole verse. One time it ended, I was like, was that Papoose? I had to rewind that shit back. I was like, yo, this nigga. And then Joel, I was like, yo.
Been a long time, Joel. We miss you. We see Royce doing this. Time for your turn. There was, I'm going to segue to Graf before Jada because I remember this interview I watched earlier this week. Graf talked about how K-Slay was like the first DJ and the only DJ to really put on for him when no one else really would. Graf's shit, if you guys don't know who Graf is a Queens artist, came up around the same time as 50, was kind of blackballed in the industry. His biggest song is called Bring the Goons Out, if you guys want to hear Graf, but he dropped the Oracle Part 3. And lyrically, it's like insane.
You should listen to it. Check it out, bro.
It's like it's not even on some boring, you know.
Bro, it's like
it's
mid
like,
gritty New York '90s, late '90s. Fucking the sampling is ridiculous.
You took Griselda, put them in Queens and Southside Jamaica. You'll see, yo, bro. He was talking about how
don't he got tracks with these niggas?
Too? Yeah, he got Conway and Benny on the album. Benny. And he was talking about even how like. You know, like 2 weeks ago, somebody was shot right outside his car in Jamaica. And he couldn't get to his car because for 2 weeks it was a crime scene. Like, he's still in the hood.
Real shit.
You feel me? And he's giving back. Shout out to Grav. Jada shit, after I understood what it meant, because it was more of a, it's funny. It was more like honoring, I guess, his old business partner that helped put him on, Ice Pick. And it was like how he did shit that Ice Pick always wanted him to do, like sing a little bit. That's why he's singing on Keep It 100. Yeah.
Nah, he killed all the features and everything, too.
Yeah, him and John Legend bodied it. Even his Government Cheese track, that Deja Love sound whole different. But I like Jada's shit. It was a grown Jada. I could deal with it.
There was like one or two tracks that reminded me of the old D-Block Jada. And I was like, yo, this nigga still got it. But I feel like he always got it. I feel like, I mean, I know it's maybe just because it's personal. But every time I hear Jada Kiss album around me pops up, I'm like, yo, this is just it's hard. And I like that, you know, shout out to a lot of these vets that keep it going every now and then. Letting us get a little, you know.
Throw
that throwback.
I'm gonna shout out Crooked Eye. I didn't listen to it yet, but he dropped some shit that I heard is really good.
Oh, yeah?
King Crooked.
Yo, he was featured on a lot of shit, like the past few albums.
He was on Graf's album and he snapped.
He was on Graf's album. I saw some features from him on West Side Gun album that I was listening to. Who else album he was on? I think he was on this nigga's Allegory too, no?
Yeah, Royce. I was going to say, I was inhaling. Pause. Meg Thee Stallion shit I thought was dope.
I got to listen to
that. She proved to me that she got bars. Like, she could rap. Like, not on some, like on some typical suck dick, fuck nigga shit. Like, she was spitting about some, there was some life shit on there. There was some, of course, you know, those.
Her typical shit.
Yeah, but like, she, her and Kehlani bodied it. The Neptunes produced on like two tracks. Well, the Neptunes produced one track and Pharrell produced another one by himself. She got personal on there. Shout out to her, even though she's going through a situation. I don't want me to talk about it again, but definitely holding it down for the females in the game to me. Because she's proven that she could, she's an artist.
What's going on with Cash Doll?
She had a label situation, right? I don't know.
Because honestly, since this nigga dropped Overcomer and he ended it with the best artist between Meg Thee Stallion and what was the other person he mentioned? I forgot.
I think she's working because I know she had a problems with her label for
it?
A long time.
What was the girl he mentioned on that track?
Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion.
It was Cardi B, yeah?
Yeah.
The best, yeah, he said Cash Doll. So I was like, you know what? I want to hear her coming out with some shit because he said that. I want to hear her come out with some shit.
Yeah, for years, Cash Doll, this is according to OKPlayer.com. For years, Cash Doll's career stalled due to a bad deal with a former label. Now the Detroit rapper is trying to prove that her time is now with her wide-ranging debut album. This was like in 2019. So I think she dropped the album in 2019. I think she's working on
something different now.
Yeah, she had Big Sean on a few songs too. Big Sean showed her love. I like that.
Detroit got to put off for their people, you know?
And I hope T-Grizzly and Eminem and Royce all work this little thing they got going on out too. Cause you know. So yeah, that was it. That was a good little dive we did.
Shout out to Family Guy, bringing fucking jokes, Simpsons killing it.
Duncanville.
Duncanville's a good
new show. I watch the next one.
It's a good new modern show. What else we got? Or anything you want to say for the next?
You've seen the picture of we can talk about the baby and the Kardashians. So the Kardashians, you've seen a picture with the I just showed you with what's her name? Kylie?
Kylie Jenner mimicking Beyonce's look.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for a long time, but I feel the Kardashians very hard tried to be black, bro.
And it was a picture of Kim Kardashian with braids, and people saying she was caught. But that
there's
one,
a few times that she was like full on like tan, spray tan, dark or whatever.
She got braids. I don't think braids is really a culture appropriation anymore though, because when people go to Jamaica, they braid their hair. I think when black women put in blonde wigs, if you want to make the case of getting braids as a culture appropriation, then we can make the case that when black girls get blonde wigs or dye their hair blonde or put blue contacts in or do other shit that make them look white,
for a fact.
That's cultural appropriation. And that's self-hatred to me in a sense too. But
fetishizing is different. Well.
Yeah.
I've heard women say shit like, oh, I want a black baby with green eyes. Like, yo, what? We got factories out here. You just creating a baby? What kind of fucking fantasies is that?
Yo, bro, I think the baby has PTSD for real.
Yeah.
I think going through a lot of shit he went through, I know he got like two cases where he was in self-defense where one of them he shot somebody out of Walmart. Another one somebody was trying to break into his home. Always being tested as a new artist too and coming from the street. I think that situation, he in case you guys don't know, there was a situation where a woman, he was walking through a club with security and a woman put a phone to
She slapped him. If you watch the video, yo,
She was trying to get a picture or video, I guess, but she had the flash on her phone and she hit his head with the phone.
She tapped his face with that.
She tapped his face with the phone and he, as a reaction, because he didn't see it's a flash in your face, he smacked her. And then he apologized on Instagram, basically saying, he didn't really apologize. He
apologized that
he was low-key trying to say it's your fault though, because you could have just zoomed in.
He apologized that he hit her, basically said like he sorry there was a girl there, but he kept it at 100. He was just like, I'm not like with the situation, like you slapped me in the eye with it, and like guy or girl, it's just gonna be the same reaction. Like you gotta be careful. Like you guys have zoom options and shit like that. Like, he kept it 100. Fuck that. It was an apology, and then he kept it 100. Like, yo, do that shit again, you heard? There's some other shit I was gonna talk about, I forgot, bro. Yo, I wanna talk about random funny shit. Yo, niggas' Wi-Fi's be funny, son. Look at this Wi-Fi. Two bros chilling in a condo 5 feet apart.
This shit sounds like a fucking storyline.
Sounds like a porno.
Some drama shit,
like
right?
Gay porn.
Peep this. Pornhub free. X videos free. XXNX free. Lol. Bitches fucking for free. Who in their right mind would pay for a premium Snapchat or nudes? Oh, man. And it's a, this meme I found. You guys always act like you're better than me. And it's like all Spanish countries and the fucking Caribbean countries. And then it shows Cuba, Dominican, and PR. And these niggas is like in like some top hats and shit. That's funny, right?
That's funny. Going back to the other one. What you just said? Show me the one before that. I'm going to say something.
Which one? This one?
Yo, bro. When is Snapchat going to like start charging these bitches for the premium snaps?
Word.
That like Snapchat should just capitalize off of it. Like, don't ban them, but like, get your tax on that shit, bro. Get your tax on that. That shit is crazy. I don't hate no woman trying to get their money, bro. But Snapchat, you need to tax them bitches.
Oh, I want to bring this up to you. I was randomly talking about Selena's killer. So I looked up some shit. So this is interesting. No, Selena.
Oh.
Selena. So. I felt like this is a bucket list for me, something I would actually want to do. I don't know why. And it's type weird. But the revolver used to kill Selena disappeared after the trial and was later found in the home of a court reporter. Whoa. Despite objections from some historical groups, it was dismantled and the pieces thrown into the Corpus Christi Bay in 2002. I would like to retrieve that if it has never been retrieved. That was what they were to take. Oh, look, more funny Wi-Fi news I found. Free anime tentacle porn. Yo, niggas be wild.
That's really an anime name right here. I mean, that's really a Wi-Fi name over here. That's crazy.
Girls gone Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi. That shit threw me off. I was dying. No free Wi-Fi pay, nigga.
I pay, nigga.
Wow. People be having some wild-ass Wi-Fis, bro.
Yo, bro, I mean, we didn't talk about Uzi, but why are kids so obsessed with Uzi?
I don't know, man.
Yo, how come,
I don't get that. I feel like Yachty's better than Uzi as far as, like, a kid sound type thing. Like, I feel like he appeals a lot to the nature.
Why do bitches try to change this, bro?
I know what you're gonna get into. So I'm going to tell you my shit first. I remember when I first started dating my ex. And at first, she was kind of cool with the smoking thing or whatever, you know. And then she got into... Eventually, but like one time I was home. I think I was off or whatever. I was home. I had nothing to do. I wasn't with my daughter. Woke up, had a blunt. What you doing? Smoking. Like... That was probably like 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, had another blunt right before lunch. Feel me?
You gotta smoke before you eat.
Facts. So
if you smoke after you just feel.
She goes, you don't think that's too much? All right, whatever.
But did she LOL. Text you? Did she text you at like 6 and then text you again at like 10?
No, but that was just like,
yo. I was gonna say that was just her fault for bad timing.
But I was just like, LOL, like, yo, that's really? I had what type of safe? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, we're like on the third one and or whatever. She's like, oh, my God, you smoke too much. Dude, that's too much. Like, that's excessive. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yo, not for nothing, but she didn't smoke, but not for nothing. But it was like, yo, this is nothing.
Lightweight.
Over the fucking course of the relationship. Whoo, high as fuck. I mean, you used to smoke on my way to go see her.
I hate those girls that be like, you have to smoke before you do anything.
She eventually caught wind of me doing that. So I had to stop coming high because... Eventually, it was just, like, really strong weed. And I'll just be fucking zoned.
Get the girls that tell me, oh, you have to smoke before you do anything. We're just going to go see a movie.
So you got to make sure it's enjoyable.
What if you pick a rom-com that I don't want to see? I got to be high to laugh at it. I'm going to sit there with a straight face the whole time.
Yeah.
You want me to be the party pooper? I got to meet your friends. I don't like them niggas. I don't like them bitches. If I'm high, I'm more sociable.
Yo, that's a fact.
Girls have whack friends.
It's a fact.
Girls have such boring, dry humor, whack friends. They don't even like each other. They'll talk so much shit about each other.
I felt that way sometimes, but I feel like it'd be the guys.
The girls I find to be interesting. Because you know what it is? And this is from, I want to say one particular, because there have been others and they've been the same. But just one in particular one. Her friends. So she had her best friends, right? And she had like her secondary friends, I call them. But they were low-key like work friends. But I'm going to call them secondary friends because those were the ones that knew the shit that the best friends didn't know. Those were the ones that knew if the bitch was cheating and shit. You heard? Yeah, throwing that out there. So.
Someone's hurt.
No, just throwing that out there. Low key, the best friends don't know everything type shit. Right? She got her secondary group who she thinks, you know, because they don't interact with the other friends and shit like that. So they're never going to know. Then you got one or two that might be like in the middle. That one knows everything.
Nah, I noticed that girls will have a good friend, but if you say, oh, I actually like her, she'll start telling you mad shit about her. Well, that bitch, when she was 16, she got her nose done. Oh, that bitch farted on her man's dick. Like, some dumb... I've heard...
Yo, fam. I'm going to roll up in one. Fam. I dated this shorty, right? And this was crazy because I'm Puerto Rican, but I never dated Puerto Rican girls. It was the first Puerto Rican girl I dated and fucked. Right? Backed off the train or whatever. Far Rock, bro. I'm fucking Far Rockaway.
That's the Bronx part of right. Queens for you guys.
Facts. Not for nothing. If anybody doesn't know, if you look up, basically, imagine going from one side of the island to the other. That's basically where Far Rock was, right? Compared to where I grew up in Queens. And the shorty had a cousin, apparently, that was from Ridgewood. This bitch, who I barely knew, but knew of, right? It's crazy, because we never really interacted. We may have mutual friends, but, like, maybe hung out, like, once or twice, but, like, we just went to the same school type shit, whatever, right? Lived in the same neighborhood.
When you were off the air, I got to tell you how your name got me some pussies out of the week.
I believe it. And I want to know now who. So.
You don't know her.
So I want to know how. So check. So the motherfucking girl's cousin told this bitch, oh yeah, all the girls used to be on his dick, da, da, he'd be at his big mom's crib all the time. I was just like, yo, for real? I don't even know your cousin. That's wild. But then I turned around and I was like, yeah, bitches know what it is. Mm. Little egotistical shit came out, you heard?
Yeah, that bitch say, I heard about you.
Oh, and when they say it in a good way, and I know what they're talking about, but like, yeah, all right, so you know what's up. Yo, not for nothing, I used to fuck with my neighbors downstairs when I was younger, right? Teen shit, right? And I used to fuck with mad bitches. So one day, but I'm low-key, the girls used to come upstairs. My sister was like two, three years younger than me. So girls just come upstairs, hang out with my sister and shit, same age and shit. I used to low-key fuck with them too. I would like, you know, you come upstairs, yo, what up? So, and it was before I actually could start fucking with them, but they would just come and sit and chill. So one day, the shorty was like, yo, this is the oldest one. She was actually like a year younger than me. She was the older one. She goes, yo, why is it with you that I always see all these girls coming in and out? We hearing them screaming. You be having the girls, huh? Yo, pulled her to the bathroom, showed her what's up. Yo, she went and told all her cousins in DR and shit like that. Every time a cousin came to visit, y'all was fucking around with some bitch. By the point I'm 16, she got a 20-something-year-old cousin coming through talking about she wanna show me what a real woman is. I was like, yo, you hook it up.
Sometimes when I'm bored, I look for the girl I lost my virginity to. Like, I look up her name on like Facebook, even though I don't have a Facebook. Don't
ask it's been how years. How you are now? What's up? What's your experience?
Not even that, bro, because they didn't meet me the week after that shit. I never saw her again. Because she had a boyfriend at the time.
There was one girlfriend I had when I was a kid that I low-key every now and then try to look for.
I feel like every guy has one of those.
They low-key be like, yo, I'll like NSYNC sing to this bitch. Haven't seen her since like fifth grade. And I feel like when I was a child, and I used to look at this girl like she was a fucking goddess. I was a kid, yo, 10 years old. Yo, this is beautiful. And I knew her since first grade. I used to be like, yo, she's the most fucking beautiful girl in school. Oh, my God. I can imagine her now.
28 years old. Oh my
Shout out to my old prom day too that I ditched at the dance for a white girl and she never forgave me. And I see her on Instagram and she ignores my DMs.
Yo, this nigga stupid.
Nah, no funny shit, because I was cooler with the white girl, but she had a boyfriend. And I keep saying white girl, but I don't want to say her real name.
You anyway, know what it is.
It was she was, but I got a lot of slack in middle school for that prom day because I went to the prom, right, with this one girl that I didn't even think she was going to say yes when I asked her, but she said yes.
Huh.
And then the whole night, she's with her friends that I didn't really know and that were kind of boring. And then this girl that I was cool with, I guess her and her man got into a fight. So she was dancing on me the whole night. And I guess I ended up basically going to the dance with one girl and kind of dry humping another one. And yeah, I heard about that a lot.
Yo, well,
the whole school heard about how I'm a traitor.
Not for nothing.
That was crazy.
That's funny, but not for nothing. Lol, because I kind of just caught that double entendre type shit. And I guess this is because I grew up like in a heavy, more or less heavy Spanish neighborhood, but I miss the fucking perreo days, yo.
Bro.
Them house parties. Woo!
Nah, I miss them hooky parties.
The hooky parties. Woo! Oh my God, all the bitches from the neighborhood and shit. And the digital bitches, bro. One of my favorite memories from a house party was the girls to fuck with down the block with a badass cake on that side of town. Son, I was dancing with this bitch. Her leggings stretched out to the point they ripped, right? You know, inner thigh type shit. And she was wet. Like, you could see her shit was like, you know, wet there. My boy came behind me. He was like, yo, bro, she's leaking. I kind of like fake felt her thigh and I started dying. Kept it going, made the bitch break a sweat. I was like, yeah, what up? Afterwards, I was like, you know, it was good. Stop fronting. Them house party shits used to be so lit. Fucking 15, 16 years old, getting wild ass drunk. By the time I was like mid-20s, I didn't give a fuck about drinking no more. I was like, yeah, I did that shit when I was younger. Fuck all y'all parties.
That's how I super feel about drinking now. Like, oh, I did that shit. When hit me up to go out to a lounge or something and it's not a special occasion, I'm like, why? Oh, because you live with your parents and you can't drink in your crib. I got you. Yeah.
That's a fact.
That was some subs. Bro, never mind.
Right, go for it.
I've talked about this in earlier podcast that used to annoy me. People that maybe 25 and up, I still live with their parents and their outlook on life is so different from us that moved out younger and such an entitled, kind of like an only child type of vibe, like where like you feel entitled to certain things. So like if you like say you ever had somebody come to your house and they make suggestions to you and you're just thinking like, you know how much money that shit costs? And you'd be like some unnecessary shit like, oh,
you I mean, I've been around certain types of people like that before, yeah, but not my friends necessarily.
I wouldn't say friends.
But I've been around people like that.
I wouldn't say, because it's never your friends. Your friends aren't going to do that.
It's random ass motherfucking
people. It's random people that live with their parents that have no life experience or no nothing. So it's like,
because I want to throw it out there, because it's not necessarily people that live with their parents. Like a shout to all of them, but we mean like, cause we know there's people who do like live at home because they help their parents.
Yeah, they help.
Feel me? Yeah. Parents are sick, whatever the case is, or whatever.
Or they help with the bills.
They help with the bills or whatever. We understand that, but we mean motherfuckers that don't go to school or anything. They just have a bullshit job, part time or full time bullshit job. Don't give a fuck about whatever, but they get their money. Probably make some sales online, do some bullshit, or whatever, resell, and they just do dumb shit with money, so that's just like, oh yeah, well, I could do this and this and that or whatever. So, all right.
I feel like because I know somebody, we both Jay, people like that went to school, have a job in the field that they went to school for,
but they don't progress or nothing. They stay stuck a little bit.
They just stay stuck at home with their parents. I love my daughter, but like at like 24, bro, she gotta be out. That's like the max cap. Because otherwise, I'm enabling her to just, you know,
keep telling my daughter you keep fucking around and you start fucking failing and get a little back and you kid got drop out of school or whatever, y'all getting kicked out. I ain't raising no bum.
Yeah, bro, I ain't gonna lie. High school made me feel so stupid because I had summer school for 2 summers. But it's not even because of my grades, it's because I never went. And I ever feel like I always felt like if I got 80s, 90s, and I just went maybe twice, 3 times a month. But because of my attendance, I couldn't graduate. That's corny.
You know what's crazy? I used to fuck with some of the teachers so hard, bro, that I'd show up 10 minutes and leave, and they wouldn't say a word. Keep my shit going like I'm straight, like I'm in class and everything. Wouldn't do homework, nothing. But my grades, nigga, my tests, 90s, 80s.
Aviation let me rock 100s. With that because after third period, you could just dip. And even if I came in for just only third period and dip right after, like, they wouldn't call your house. My other school, they went harder.
Nah, yeah, my school was like that too,
so
but
I just never went.
But it depended on the teachers for me. But that has, like, I had those instances, like, those classes where I did no homework, barely did classwork or participated in classwork or group shit. And I'd fucking have, like, 90s and shit on my tests, high-ass results on my regions. Bro, 10th grade when I transferred to that fucking to that school. Imagine my school is just a top 20 worst school in New York City, right? And I had they told me the second highest region score in the fucking district. And I was like, yo, who had the other first? It was a fucking girl in the same grade. I was like, yo, we lit. Yeah, school shitty for everybody. I don't understand why. But you still gotta go and get your fucking, like, education from it. I feel like even if you're... Some people are just so smart, they don't need to sit down and be in the classroom. And they can take the test and pass it.
I feel like that's for high school. I feel like you're right. I think college is something where you shouldn't go to college or trade school until you're ready. Or until you know what you
want
to
do. Yeah, if you want, like, take some time off a little bit.
Like, if I was in school doing what I'm doing now at 18, 19, even though I love what I'm going to school for and I've always have... I wouldn't necessarily say that I was prepared at that age to do it mentally. I probably like stability wise, I probably was more stable financially, but like mentally, I was not trying to give up working, making bread to be in school.
That's how I felt, and I had my kids, so I was just like, "Y'all can make this bread now, or make this bread later," and I chose to make this bread now
because I wanted. You got to live life a little bit.
Yeah.
There's life experiences I probably wouldn't have if I was in school because I wouldn't have gone out. I wouldn't have been outside so much.
You ain't do what you do.
Got my wild oats out and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think because we drink so much as younger, not to say it was good, but that's why me and you don't necessarily fiend to drink now.
Yeah, we got that out the way.
We're not fiending to go to a club to spend, like, 60% more on a bottle that we could just get a liquor store and drink in the crib.
Facts.
And watch Kiss Anime.
Do some other shit you want to do type shit. That's a fact. All right, so, nigga, stop paying for the fucking scenery. Oh, the vibe, nigga. This right here is a vibe. Fuck everybody else. You're going to go around for some music, nigga. Blast some music right now.
Because out of 9 out of 10 times, you're not bagging the girl anymore, bro. She's on her phone the whole night. You're
it's
not
different.
To her.
Or you going to these little bars out here, whatever. Especially you go to the same spot every time. It's couples most of the time going there, bro, for a drink. Or
that's
nigga
the
bringing
noticed,
a bitch for a drink.
I noticed that, like, nowadays, bro, clubs is mostly for couples.
Like, you got, yo, girls with their girlfriends. You want to go to a spot or even, like, a little, like, social, like, bar type shit, like, the little fake lounges. Bro, you want to go to a spot and pick up a girl, go to a bar, nigga, where you see shorty with her friends.
Or a strip
you
club.
Feel me?
Get your dry hump on, you feel me?
Yeah, just sit down and grab a drink, watch some titties. Fuck it. Stop paying for scenery. That's
one time,
Juan
made me go to the strip club with some sweatpants on, bro. That was an experience.
Fuck it.
Thank God I had basketball shorts underneath my sweatpants because, bro, it was definitely jizz in my boxers. You
this
know what I'm saying?
Nigga. I would have told the bitch, like, yo, come in.
I definitely did.
Here's $5. Feel this.
Me and Juan definitely fucked the same bitch that night, too, in the same room. Not at the same time, though. That's a different story.
Yeah, I'm back to a different story, part two.
We will come back to that story another day.
But for now, you know, keep it quick, cordial, and short. The next one we promise, because we're trying to get 9 in here, we will be a little bit longer. Back to how it was, you know, more content.
I feel like we touched on a lot today.
Yeah, and if a short amount of spam, yeah, but...
Because at the end of the day...
I do enjoy the little 2-hour, 1-hour and a half type shits we've been doing.
I enjoy those. Those feel very therapeutic, but I feel like we've been hitting some... What, like in baseball, solid hits, solid base hits. Yeah, man. Anyway, we're about to smoke and watch Duncanville, guys. So, shout out to the TDR Pod Network. Follow us on Instagram at Frost Talk Podcast. And Twitter's Frost_Talk. Shout out to Graf for retweeting my tweet.
Facts.
And you got a throwback album you want to shout out?
Oh, give me a second. Actually, there's some shit I was listening to. It's not too old, but...
Let's see. Hey, guys out there listening. Oh, shout out to Ireland. Shout out to, like, that's 8% of our listeners.
Word. All right, so for me, I was going to go with number 7, but I'm going to hit the 6. West Side Gun, Hitler Wears Herm 6. Yo, he smashes the rock beats on this shit. Like, this shit got a lot of rock beats, and he smashes this shit. I was surprised. And after that, Hitler Wears Herm 7. That shit's hard, too.
Hitler Wears Herm 7 is super hard. The track with him and Fat Joe is goes fucking stupid.
Hard.
Goes stupid.
But definitely those two albums, man. Them shit is hard. Good, gritty-ass New York shit. And I love the features.
Shout out to Buffalo.
Bro, not for all the samples that he uses too. A lot of the wrestling samples and shit. So shout out to that.
I'm going to go with Bar Exam 3, Royce da 5'9". Came out in 2010.
Oof,
and this is what made me really, really respect Royce. And I was probably late to the party with it. But
he took it back.
This nigga had a punchline on there where he was like, "I got a big dick, bitch. That ain't a punchline. I just got a big dick bitch with a big biscuit." I was like, oh.
Sorry, this nigga's hard.
This nigga said, "I fucked the bitch and you sweater. Cliff Huxtable." Oh. Before Bill Cosby was, you know, Bill Cosby, as we know now. But next time, guys.
Later, yo. Frost Talk.
Frost Talk.